Now listen to this. A woman from Eastbourne has had more than three quarters of her disability benefits cut following an assessment that she says was carried out unfairly. Now, since 2015, people in Sussex on Disability Living Allowance have been transferred over to a new system of Personal Independence Payments, or PIP. Leslie Roper-Knight is a retired nurse suffering from chronic pain following an injury at work. She told our reporter Ben Weiss that her benefits have been slashed after a PIP assessment, which she says wasn't fair.
My problem really is with getting around outside, travelling and things like that. I can't walk a long distance, not because I can't move my legs, but just due to the pain.
Until last year, Leslie Roper-Knight was in receipt of disability living allowance. She got about £400 a month, part to help her with getting out and about, and part to help her with day-to-day living. But from 2015, the government rolled out a new system of personal independence payments to Sussex, and Leslie was switched onto them.
The old system was much more detailed. This criteria is, it's just about what you can and cannot do. I don't know how they make their decisions. It's a point system, but what they give those points for and what they don't give those points for, I just don't understand.
The PIP system involves an assessment. A healthcare professional carries out an interview to assess your needs. In his review for the government, published last week, Paul Gray said a lack of transparency in these assessments meant many claimants distrusted the system. Leslie's no exception.
The assessor arrived. I was actually upstairs lying down. It was my mother that opened the door to her. The whole assessment took about 20, 25 minutes. She asked me questions on a list, wrote things down. She didn't ask me about all of my disabilities, only a few of them. She did a very brief assessment of my physical capabilities, which she couldn't complete because I had to sit down for them and I cannot sit down. So she couldn't actually do that part of the assessment.
After that assessment, Leslie got some bad news. Her payments were going to be cut.
And then they replied with a letter, and in the letter stated things that I'd actually never said.
Such as? What sort of examples?
The example was, she said that I'd walked down the stairs and answered the door to her perfectly normally, which was untrue. That I take my dogs out 3 or 4 times a week. Never said that.
What was the outcome? What did they do to the amount of money that you received?
They literally took 3/4 of the amount that I get away. I was receiving, I think it was nearly £400, and now I get £57.
Monthly. Yeah. What's the impact been on you in terms of what you're receiving?
Tremendous, tremendous. If I've got a doctor's appointment or a dental appointment, I have to get someone to drive me. That means a cab or a car. I can no longer pay for these things.
Atos, the company that administers the assessment, chose not to comment. The Department for Work and Pensions told us it couldn't comment on Leslie's case as she's appealed again and that's being reviewed. They did tell us, though, that PIP is a better benefit than disability living allowance, which they described as outdated. As far as Leslie's concerned, though, the system needs radical improvement.
I know I'm not alone. I know there are lots of people even worse off than I am, but there has to be a better way of judging these things. There has to be a fairer way of judging these things.
And with 65% of those who appealed against rejected PIP claims succeeding, it's clear there's more work to be done to build trust in the new system.
Ben Weiss talking to Leslie Roper-Knight. Now this afternoon, the Citizens Advice Bureau hosting a drop-in centre in Eastbourne where claimants can share their stories. Alan Brusen is Director of Project at Eastbourne Citizens Advice. Hello, Alan.
Hello.
So how can you help somebody like Leslie?
Well, we are able to advise on various different stages of what's involved in claiming disability benefits. And one of the first things that we do is we go through the same kind of questions that the assessors employed by Atos would go through. And we're able to score people against what's called the descriptors. And that gives us an indication of what we think the client would actually receive in benefits.
Just with that, would you do it differently to how Atos do it? Because there, Leslie said she was marked on things that she couldn't do, that she had to sit down for. She couldn't do that. Would you do that as well?
No, we would ask the questions in a way that our system says is the fair way to get a proper reflection of what difficulties a person actually has with day-to-day living.
So why don't they do that if you can do it?
That's a very good question. There have been ongoing problems with assessments, particularly by ATOS, probably since the beginning of their involvement in delivering this kind of work.
So as Leslie suggested, their tests can be improved. Have they been improved since they started, do you think?
Not necessarily. To be honest, we're still seeing things that happen during assessments where the results are that somebody was receiving a benefit like disability living allowance, and then when they're reassessed in this process, they score 0 points. And even to the average person that you stop in the street and ask, if you explain what the conditions this person lives with are, they would say, surely that cannot score 0 points.
How successful are you in helping people overturn their decisions?
Well, very successful. The figure that we have for ourselves and other advice agencies of overturning decisions through the appeals process is over 90%. And that indicates that there's something really going wrong with the earlier stages of the assessment itself. And then there's a following stage called mandatory reconsideration, of which the DWP's own figures say 85% of people do not have their decision changed by a mandatory reconsideration. It indicates there's some sort of failing in the system there.
Yeah, Alan, thank you very much. Alan Brusen from Eastbourne Citizens Advice. That open afternoon is at 2 o'clock, Eastbourne Town Hall today, if you want to find out more.
With news and information for Sussex.
On FM.
Online.
And on DAB Digital Radio.
BBC Sussex.
Thank you, Danny. It's 11 o'clock. I'm Simon James.